97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. 7 o'clock. My name's Josh Behrman. This is Edge of Americana. You just heard Eric Walters and Why Do Your Folk. It's going to be way off the edge of Americana, or way back in time in the edge of Americana here tonight, because it's all Irish music, much of which I know very little about. But we're going to be joined by two great fiddlers who know a lot about Irish music, so we'll just ask them. So let's just listen for a while. 649-9737, you can make requests from me, but I pretty much have everything that I have in the world of Irish music on this show tonight. Enjoy.
She said, might be that's a whopping game, and I'm heading all shows together. I said, brawl, ask, and you'll be mine, and you care to lie in a bed of feather. In silks and satins, you will shine, you'll be my queen of mine, the heather. She said, kind sir, your offer's fine, but I'm afraid 'twas meant for laughter. For I see you are some rich squire's son, I am but a poor shepherd's daughter. Ah. But had you been a shepherd loon, herding yows in yonder valley, or had you been the blooming sun, way on the head to the lute. I've been to balls and I've been to halls, I've been to London and Balquhidder. But the bonniest lass that ever saw was heaven knows a mine of
Century he did stand. He saluted a fair maiden by a waving of his hand, and then he boldly kissed her and he passed it off as a joke. He drilled her up in a sentry box, strapped up in a soldier's cloak, and the drums are going a rockin' and the boys too loud he played. Fairly well, Polly, me dear, I must be gone away. All night they tossed and tumbled till the morning did appear. The soldier rose, put on his clothes and said, farewell, my dear. All the drums are loudly beating, and the voice is sweet to play. The word for that, pulley me there with you, I'd gladly stay. And the drums are going, I reckon, and the voice they loudly play. Fairly well, pulley me there, I must be gone away. If anyone comes a courting you, you can treat them to a glass. If anyone comes a courting you, you can say your country lass. You don't have to tell them that you ever played this joke, that you got drawn in a sentry box wrapped up in a soldier's coat. And the drums are going, I reckon, and the voice they loudly play. Fairly well, Polly, me dear, I must be gone away.
I can't be getting my soldier, won't you marry me?
Ah, me dearest Polly, this thing can never be. For I have a wife already, and children I have three. Two wives are allowed in the army, but one's too many for me. And the drums I go and I rock and I rock and I voice the loudly play. Fairly well, Polly, me dear, I must be gone away.
How come me a gentleman soldier? Why didn't you tell me so? Your parents will be angry when this becomes an old.
And when 9 months had been and gone, the poor girl no, she was shame. She had a little militia boy and she didn't know his name. And the drums are going around and the voice they loud and plain. Fairly well, honey, my dear, I must be gone away. And the drums are going around and the voice they loud and plain. Fairly well, honey, my dear, I must be gone away.
Thank you. were down at Notre Dame. The Irish team was on the scene, all ready for the game. Then on the field stepped Rockne. The crowd all heard him call, "Bring on your Swedish football team, the substitutes and all." It's the Irish, the Irish. Rah, 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 yeah! 20 Swedes ran through the weeds, chasing one Norwegian. Oh, how that Irishman could run. 20 Danes ran down the lanes and tackled that collegian. But Notre Dame had just begun. Gritty-o passed the ball to Schwartz, Savoldi passed to Brill. And how that crowd cheered every Irish name. Then a guy named Izzy Cohn made a touchdown all alone for that fighting Irish team of Notre Dame. Signals! 1, 2,
put my shoe!
3, 4,
shut the door!
Thank you.
Canny, Hayes, O'Loughlin, and Lafferty with Bunker Hill and the Bush Reel there. That was recorded in 1969 in County Clare. A bunch of musicians who had played together for a long time. Great music there. Before that, something very not Irish. 20 Swedes ran through the weeds. It was Harry Reaser and his 6 Jumping Jacks. But, of course, at the very beginning of that song, they go, the Irish, rah, 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 rah. So, I mean, come on, what do you expect from me here? Very Irish before that with the Pogues and Gentleman Soldier, which goes by many names and is a dirty, dirty song indeed from their album Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, perhaps my favorite of all the Pogues albums. And we started it actually with some Scottish music. My apologies. The Queen Among the Heather and Marie Anne Messines by the, played by the Tannehill Weavers. Anyway, but it was still very good music, wasn't it? Am I alone in thinking that? I don't think so. Anyway, let's just keep moving right along. Here's a kind of more progressive Irish band. And this is Altan, and the title of this song is something in Gaelic, which I'm just not even going to try, but I think she says it over and over again. So don't be put off by the didgeridoo. It's good music anyway. 97.3 WRIR. Or the hand drums.
feel a pain. Rather be in jail for the thing in love again. You scored a fair maid, I'd have you all to know. I met her in the garden where the eyes potatoes grow. Living a single life, and if she was, I'd make her my dear wife. Said she'd see her parents tomorrow, she'd let me know. To meet her in the garden where the eyes paid us grow. Children we have three, two cross-eyed girls just like her, and the boy the image of me. Now we will raise him up as though it happened so. I never shall forget the place where the eyes made us grow. Kind of creature, but age she did not tend. So walk the streets is troublesome where without the gracious man. Now she's gone and left me, I told her not to go. Away up in Nevada on the cold and ice and snow. She can get a husband, I can get a wife.
The Breast Cancer Fund invites you to be part of Climb Against the Odds, its team of women and men like Richmond's own Jessica Barton, who will challenge Mount Shasta for breast cancer prevention in June 2009. Climb Against the Odds will be the BCF's 10th team of breast cancer survivors and people touched by this devastating disease. Together, the team will demonstrate that anything is possible if taken one step at a time. To learn more and apply for a spot on the team, visit breastcancerfund.org. And WRIR appreciates the support of sustaining underwriter Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9's basement is stocked for vinyl collectors with new and used vinyl arriving weekly. Plan 9 purchases used music and movies. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com, on MySpace, and on Facebook. New releases at Plan 9 this week include Bonnie Prince Billy with Beware, and Les Claypool of Fungi and Foe, and Super Drag with Industry Giants. Plan 9, what a record store should be. It's 728. You are listening to Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman, and this is Irish and Irishy and things that have the word Ireland or Irish in the title of them. To clarify what we're playing for you tonight, still waiting on these two fiddlers, who have a notorious lateness problem, apparently. But I won't talk about them. I'll just talk about, we'll talk about Dr. Smith's Champion Hosshair Pullers there with In the Garden Where the Irish Potatoes Grow, from an album called Echoes of the Ozarks, Volume 2. Before that, Liz Carroll just destroying the fiddle on a medley, The Silver Spear, The Earl's Chair, and The Musical Priest. That's with John Doyle playing guitar. John Doyle earlier, actually, I forgot to mention, he played a solo guitar piece, or a guitar melody piece anyway, The Hungry Rock, The Sluice Gate, and Evening Comes Early. And John Doyle, of course, of the legendary Irish band Solas, and Liz Carroll and John Doyle play frequently in this region. Altan before that with that word, those series of Gaelic words that we're not going to try. And now it's 729. How about that? What are we going to listen to? I think we will listen to a little more old-time music that, of course, comes from the British Isles, if not Ireland specifically, and some fiddling, and this tune is called The Bow-Legged Irishman. You can give me a call if you want, 649-9737.
By experience, my friends, you can learn of the wheels of the world, how they go. William Pitt, he was a good spinner, and so was Lord Castlereagh. They spun out the Union for Ireland, to England they shipped it away. Pitt spun out his existence, he took a long trip on a boat. Lord Castlereagh saved the distance by cutting the rim of his throat.
Napoleon, he was a great spinner, he freed a little with advance, through deserts and high lofty mountains, marched with the brave sons of France. While until he went to spinning, his wheels they were at Waterloo. But if Grouchy had never been right, the French would have split him in two.
John Mitchell, the true son of Erin, declared that a spinner he'd be. He set all the wheels in motion, his dear native land to set free. But John Bull, the crafty old tyrant, a spinner he was fully bent, and straight to Van Diemen's Island the son of old Erin was sent. Spinning their wheels are turning away, and now they're expecting their hands to work 13 hours a day. Well, they don't give a damn for the poor, and they hate all their sighs and their moans. Don't give a pin if you work till you cut all the flesh from your bones. And the rich, they're all famous spinners, of that we're all very sure. They're always contriving a scheme to drive down the rights of the poor. So if you're compelled to go spinning, be sure that your spin wheels are steel. Let liberty then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel. Thank you.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold.
Paddy won't drink some good old cider. Paddy won't drink some, Paddy won't drink some, Paddy won't drink some good old cider. You be the horse and I'll be the rider. Down to the still house to get some cider. Paddy won't you drink some, Paddy won't you drink some, Paddy won't drink some good old cider.
Bruce Molsky and Big Ho down there. Patty went to drink some good old cider. Hey, that has the word Patty in it. It's St. Patty's Day. We're driving out the snakes. Get them out of here. Before that, we had Billy McComiskey with Eddie Kelly's and Miss Casey's. And Bob Carlin before that. Patty on the Turnpike. We're really mining it tonight. And John Doyle, Wheels of the World before that. And we had John Johnson before that from West Virginia doing a tune he called Irish Girl, but is also called Rye Straw. And it's also called Joke on the Puppy, although I actually only know one person that calls it that. But he knows a lot, so there you go. Ted Gossett's string band before that with Bow-Legged Irishman. So hey, here we are. It's St. Paddy's Day here in Edge Americana. And that Billy McComiskey accordion piece was from a record from one of my two guests, anyway. I have in the studio Graham Desarn and Cleek Schrey. Schrey? All right. They're going to... Schrey. He nodded. That's very rude. Anyway, Cleek Schrey. So you guys want to play some music first and then talk, or what?
Sure.
Okay. Because if you're going to talk, you got to get closer to the mic.
Okay.
So here they are. We're going to just let them. Yeah. Going to let them rip roar it away. Here we go. Live on WRIR. Cleek Schrey and Graham Desarn playing a medley of what was that?
No, it's just one jig.
One jig.
Just one jig.
Actually, I should know it because I think you sent it to me to learn.
That's right.
You don't know the name of it, though, actually. You don't. What is the name of that?
I don't know. We actually.
Cleek, do you know?
I found out, but
I find Graham to be pretty vague at times. How about you? Let's just talk about Graham for a second here.
I definitely find Graham to be vague at times, but that's okay. That's why we love him.
Sometimes he doesn't even actually, you know, I look in a mirror when I'm standing next to him, and he's kind of, he's not exactly transparent, but certainly a little translucent, you know. Anyway, all right. Let's. I'm going to play some music.
You're looking into my glasses.
So okay, talk more into that mic.
Okay, I'm more into the mic, and that's
and even more.
That jig is actually called "I Ne'er Shall Wean Her."
Okay,
I don't even know what that means.
Like, do you think it's "I'll never win her"? Or do you think that he's breastfeeding her and never is going to stop?
Well,
how is "wean" spelled?
W E A N.
All right, I think we have our answer.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to play this record that you brought. Who is this over here that we're about to play? Do you know?
Paddy Cronin is the fiddle player, and I think there's some flute, and I'm hoping Bowron. It said drums, but I'm really hoping Bowron.
And Paddy Cronin is who?
Is the fiddle player. He's okay.
All right. Irish from fiddle. Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go with this. Thank you.
was on a cold and windy morning in December.
December.
When all of me money it was spent.
Spent, spent.
And where the hell it went, I can't remember.
Remember.
So down to the shipping office I went.
Went, went.
A paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, well, that day there was a great demand for sailors.
For sailors.
For the colonies and for Frisco and for France.
France, France.
So I joined the limey bark they called the Hotspur.
The Hotspur.
And I got paralytic, drunk on my advance.
Vance, Vance.
A paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, well, it was on the quarter deck we first saw them.
Saw
such
them.
An ugly bunch I'd never seen before.
For
the captain had shipped a Shanghai crew of Dutchmen.
A Dutchman.
And it made me poor old heart feel sick and sore.
Sore, sore.
Oh, paddy lay back.
Oh, paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy,
be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Well, I asked the mate which watch was mine, oh.
A mine, oh.
He said he'd soon see which watch was which.
Which, which.
Oh, and he blew me down and he kicked me in the stern, oh.
The stern,
calling me a dirty, lousy son of a...
Gun.
Bitch, bitch.
A paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, it was then I made me mind up that I'd leave. Her.
Leave her.
I'd get a job and live me life ashore.
Sure, sure.
So I jumped overboard and swam ashore, boys.
Sure, boys.
And in the English bar I found a whore.
A whore, whore.
A paddy lay back.
A paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. But Jimmy the crimp, he knew a thing or two, sir.
Too, sir.
And quickly I was outward bound again.
Again, again.
On a limey to the chinches for Guano.
Guano.
And here I am singing the old refrain.
Frain, frain.
Paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. So here we are once again at sea, boys.
A sea, boys.
The same old garbage all over again.
Again, again.
So won't you stamp the capstan round and make a noise, boys.
A noise, boys.
And join with me in singing the old refrain.
Frain, frain.
Paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Take in the slack.
Take in the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn.
Hey, it's 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Watch out! All right, that was Jeff Warner with Lewis Killen and Garrett Warner doing Paddy Lay Back. Paddy, that's an Irishman's name. And before that, we had Canny, Hayes, O'Loughlin, and Lafferty doing Grogan's Favorite and Galway Rambler, still from that same 1969 recording in County Clare. Before that, Paddy Cronin with Music in the Glen and the Green Groves of Erin. And before that, we had these two guys who are in the studio again with me. Now, we were talking about... We actually kind of forgot to talk about what we were going to talk about. But
yeah.
What we mentioned... So, old-time music, which is mostly what I play on here, and bluegrass music, sprung from, well, the traditions of British Isles and as well as traditions of African music. But I was asking you if there were any tunes you knew that had kind of direct descendants in old-time music. And what did you say?
Yeah, I said Miss McLeod's is a reel.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to play it?
Yes.
Okay.
We all want you to play it.
As Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, did you tell everyone that it's Tornado Preparedness Day
today? It is? Oh, well, maybe I bet you there's a PSA about that.
Okay.
We can read it. I didn't know. What should we do?
Apparently, you're supposed to act like there's a tornado happening.
Okay.
And you just go in the basement for a little while. I don't know how long. Or if you don't have a basement, you can go to a first floor bathroom or a closet.
Okay. What about in the doorways? Is that okay?
I guess if you didn't have a bathroom, you could be in the doorway.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. The doorway of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't like this, it's all Tim Kaine's fault because he did it. It's Virginia Tornado Preparedness Day.
Okay. You're so soft-spoken.
All right. Sorry.
All right. So this is Miss McLeod's reel, right? Okay. Okay, so that was Miss McLeod's reel, which is very similar to, seems to me, most closely resembling Hop High Ladies.
Right.
Which I was going to try and find something of, but you stopped before I was ready for it, but that's okay. We're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know Hop High Ladies? Can you play something that's different, or is it just going to sound the same, do you think?
I think it'd sound the same, actually.
Okay. Well, would you guys like to play another tune, or should I play some CD?
No, let's play another tune.
Okay, what would you play for us this time?
We're going to play for you, I don't know, we haven't discussed it.
Okay.
What do you want to play, Clique?
Play the Providence Reel.
The Providence Reel. Okay, great. And forever who's calling while these guys are playing, they're actually in the same studio as me, so I can't answer the phone. So wait until we're playing something that's pre-recorded, and then call back at 649-9737. This is Edge of Americana, live music in Studio One here at WRIR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Folks, 97.3 WRIR Richmond Independent Radio. We're just letting this this Liz Carroll album play while we have been talking and such. What's the name of this album? What makes it so special, Graham?
It's called A Friend Indeed.
Uh huh.
And it's Liz Carroll's first recording, correct?
So she was quite young.
She was quite young. I think she was 19. And the pianist is Marty Fahey.
Uh huh. Is he a legendary person in the world of Irish music?
In a certain world of Irish music, yes.
Okay.
He should be more legendary.
Yeah. And, well, just before that, we heard from Kevin Burke and Michael
Michal O'Donnell.
Michal O'Donnell. Okay. Michael. It's spelled Michael, folks. What can I do? I'm a simple man. And that tune was something in Gaelic. And we had Dedannon before that with The Girl That Broke My Heart, and The Red Fox Chasers actually before that with Did You Ever See the Devil Uncle Joe, which is the kind of old-time version of the tune that Graham played earlier, Miss McLeod's Reel, or just Miss McLeod's, anyway. And here we are, and I want you to know that WRIR appreciates the continued support of Pine Street Barbershop, located within walking distance of VCU at 334 South Pine Street in Oregon Hill. Stylists Carrie, Cupid, Theron, Michael, and Dragon are there to give you a haircut or a shave, de-stress your tresses, or apply highlights, lowlights, or a whole new color. Services are available by appointment, and walk-ins are welcome. Pine Street Barber can be reached by calling 804-780-3126. And yes, Graham?
Well, I would like you to know that on Thursday, March 19th, the Richmond Peace Education Center will mark the 6th anniversary of the occupation of Iraq with a rally. Community members will gather at Kanawha Plaza at 8th and Canal Street at 5:30 p.m. to express their support for shifting spending from war to jobs, housing, and human needs. For more information, please see www.rpec.org.
Thanks for that, Graham. You did very well. All right, well, we'll let this Liz Carroll tune play out, and then we'll play something from a modern, more bluegrassy fiddler named Patrick McAvenue. But hey, his first name? That's pretty Irish. This is 97.3. You're listening to Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman, and his name's Graham, and his name is Cleek.
Very fond of whiskey, you know. So, on some particular night of the year, it had something to do with the marriage feast of Cana, I believe, you know. The carrot was a bad way for whiskey, and there was none in the house. I mean, he was 4 or 5 miles from Milltown, the nearest pub. So he's... People went to bed about 11 or 12 o'clock, and before they went, Garrett asked him to give him a tinkin of water. So he set the tinkin between his feet, and he sat near the fire. And he had a spoon and he kept sipping it from that till about 4 o'clock in the morning in the hope that it'd change into wine, but I doubt if it did.
He was generally taken into the room where the people of the house, where the younger people were out doing the dancing. Apparently just a lashing the whiskey around those times, and Garrett would be taken in the room whenever the tea had begun on his bed around about that time. Maybe kept there for 2 or 3 hours between singing and playing. That's the time he got into plays. Old slow tunes like the gold ring, you know.
Thank you.
97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It's 8:38 here, and I'm with Graham Desarn and Cleek Schrei. I should, yeah, man, your name is somewhat of a tongue twister. It's the K followed by the SHR that makes it difficult, I think.
Yeah, you can call me Cleek Josh, actually.
Okay. Cleek Josh? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got these two guys, C and G, in the studio with me here, and you guys took a trip recently, and you have some recordings from your trip, and you want to talk about it a bit, so why don't you just talk a bit about it. Where'd you go? I'm going to turn this down, this Piper, just because you can't hear it anyway, so.
No, we can't hear it.
Okay.
We went to Ireland. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Jamestown, Ireland, which is nothing like Jamestown. Actually, it is a little bit like Jamestown, Virginia, in that there's no one there, except for our friend John Daly. And John Daly's a great fiddle player. And I think Cleek should play a jig that John Daly wrote. Do you want to do that?
You want to do that? Will you
sure,
do that?
I'll do that.
Okay.
So this jig is actually called Compliments to Cleek.
Okay. Oh, sweet. Very good. Yeah. All right. Live on WRIR right now. So he wrote that. Did he write that while you were there? You've known this person, John.
Yeah, I've known John for years now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I actually played piano on his CD.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to Ireland and we stayed with musicians the entire time.
Uh huh.
And one of them was a young concertina player by the name of Adele Fox, and we had this great night in Milltown where she played and a bunch of old people got up and danced, and there were a lot of old drunk men who told really funny stories.
Okay, and so, and you've got some of them here? What do you have here?
Yeah. Do you want to hear Adele talking? I think this is it, but I'm not sure.
What is she talking about? We're just looking for some Irish voices. Is that what you're, is that the idea here?
Because it's really distinct. It's a sort of West Coast Ireland thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
But, well, see, here's the thing is I didn't have time to find it. So we can, let's just hear Adele play the concertina, which is what she does. This was in Milltown Malbay, where the piper we just heard was from, and every year they have the Willie Clancy Week, which is this big week in Milltown Malbay that explodes with musicians and all kinds of other sorts of people.
I heard that Willie Clancy died of a big heart.
You read that. Where did you read that?
I read it on the back of the record that you just gave me. Seamus Ennis said that about Willie Clancy, age 54, of a big heart. Says so right there. So anyway,
I actually this is kind of embarrassing to talk about on the radio, but it's come up, and I wanted to warn you, Josh, that I feel like you're headed in the same direction.
Yeah. Well, I keep on getting these heart extensions.
Right.
My chest is huge. Okay, so let's get back on track here and hear from her name is Adele.
Adele Fox, and she's playing with Liz Kane and Angelina Carberry and Cleek Schrei on piano.
Okay, and then maybe we'll hear her talk if you can find it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
again. More live music on WRIR. Go.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing?
Paul Mix.
Okay.
Thank you.
97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. It's 8:55. You've been listening to Edge of Americana. My name's Josh Behrman. My guests were Cleek and Graham, all the way from Charlottesville. And not in case, we forgot to mention that these two guys are playing tonight. If you want to hear more Irish type of music tonight, where are you playing, Graham?
We're playing at Wheezy's Kitchen in Kerrytown, and it's not just us.
Who else is playing?
Josh Behrman and Ed Brogan and somebody else.
Steven Kuster from Jackass Flats and other guests to be named.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big, to not be named actually, it's going to be a big mishmash of Irish and Irish derivative music, I would say.
And beer.
And beer. Also, and meatloaf and chicken fried steak. Thanks for listening to this here Edge of Americana St. Paddy's Day special thing. I hope everyone's getting pinched or not, depending on what you want. And we're going to go out with, we're going to finish this tenor banjo track, which is called Oh, Hag, You Have Killed Me. And then another one called Frahers. F-R-A-H-E-R-S. Frahers.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear from Harry Reaser. We started with Harry Reaser. We're going to end with Harry Reaser doing a tune called Hooray for the Irish, which is not at all an Irish song. So we hope you've enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the Lee Show coming up next. And don't forget Graham and Cleek at Wheezy's Kitchen tonight in Kerrytown, like in like 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, and me as well. But I shouldn't talk about that because that's self-promotion.
Always lead the way.